Locker Room Chats continuing here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM. I'm Brandon Tamman. Now it's time to talk Jackson Heights. We're joined by the head football coach. That is Caleb Wick. It is presented by Farm Bureau Warm, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Community Healthcare System. Coach, your team's off to a great start. Pair 42-6 wins, 2-0 most recently against Morehill Mounts Academy, and we'll talk about that game against the Ravens here in just a moment. But hard to believe it's already 25%, you know, done through the regular season, two of the eight games done. But would have to say you're, for the most part, got to be pretty pleased with how your team's played through a couple of weeks.
Yeah, you know, going into week three this week, you know, looking back at the first 2 weeks, we can definitely see that we got better from week one to week two, especially on the offensive line and our pass pro. Our wide receivers running more crisp of a route, and Drake and his progressions, and, you know, just running the offense as a whole. And, you know, overall, that's all you can ask for, is just getting 1% better each and every day and, you know, getting better each and every game. We've done that up to this point. Hopefully that positive trend continues.
Well, let's talk about that more specifically, the game against Morehill last week. Again, 42-6, the final score. We'll talk about Drake. He was very incredible in that game, put up a lot of numbers on both sides of the ball. But overall takeaways from that game against Morehill?
You know, overall takeaways is our defense just has to get off the field. You know, we talked a little bit off air about the play discrepancy these first 2 weeks of the season, you know, and it wasn't any different there on Friday night. We look at Mar Hill's total plays. They had 70 plays to our 30. You know, that could be good, that could be bad. And, you know, in this case, it was good because we averaged almost 10 yards or 10 yards a carry, or 10 yards a play, I should say. And, you know, it was a big play offense. You know, we had a 75-yard touchdown and an 85-yard touchdown on pass plays. And, you know, Drake just threw a good ball up to our, you know, two wide receivers, Weston and Braden. They're able to catch the ball and make a play and get into the end zone. But overall, our defense just has to get off the field. You know, it's a bend but not break defense right now. I know we've only given up 12 points during the course of the year, but I thought we lined up a lot better and we are more assignment sound. On Friday against Mar Hill, we just didn't make the tackle on certain occasions. We have to do that to get our defense off the field so our offense can, you know, go and put up some more points. You know, we are a fast-paced offense, and there on Friday we had 176 yards passing and 132 yards rushing, so definitely a balanced offense for us, and hopefully that trend continues as well.
Well, I want to talk about your quarterback and Drake Mellies, what he's done here through the first couple of weeks, and his performance against the Ravens earned him an Athlete of the Week nod with us. And you mentioned 176 passing yards, had a couple of big plays, two tuts. He can obviously run the ball, 67 more yards on the ground and a touchdown. He also added a punt return touchdown, and not one, not two, but three interceptions on defense. And then you add 200-plus rushing yards in that first win of the season. Incredible start for him. Just what have you seen? You know, what really stands out about his progression from last year to this year? Obviously, the snap discrepancy was a little bit different last year, kind of splitting it with Holiday. But, you know, he's taken over here this year, and he has not looked like he skipped a beat too much.
Just his maturation process. You know, he's matured quite a bit. He was in the weight room every single day during the summer, and you can definitely tell there's a different kind of build to him. There's a different confidence to him this year, you know, being the one guy and, you know, not having to look over your shoulder thinking, oh, if I screw up, am I going to have to come out this next series? And, you know, you can chalk that one up for Cade, too. He's really, really embraced being a running back in our slot this year, and he's been a great teammate to Drake. And, you know, he went and played quarterback for the JV and had a great game against Mar Hill on Monday. So we feel very, very confident in our backup quarterback as well in Cade. But, you know, just talking about Drake, he's one of those special players that – you know, when he gets on the field, he does stuff you can't coach. The three interceptions, he was in the right place, reading his keys, just made a phenomenal play on a couple of those interceptions. The punt return was just, you know, get to the outside and make a couple guys miss and get to the corner of the end zone. And, you know, on his runs, especially one that got called back in the fourth quarter, he did not have a burst last year. You know, when coaches talk about a kid getting that extra burst, and you could definitely see that on that touchdown where he split two defenders with that last burst of speed and, you know, got to the corner of the end zone as well there in the fourth quarter, but it got called back. But overall, it's just maturity. You know, he does have to keep working on his footwork, and he does need to keep working on his route progressions and reading the defense. But overall, we're very pleased with him. And, you know, he's a very, very humble young man, and he's the first one to congratulate his teammates and congratulate the offensive line on the job they did. So hopefully we can just keep that positive trend, and then he can just keep a steady head to them and keep getting better each and every week.
An impressive start for Jackson Heights, 2-0, big win against Morehill Mounts Academy this past Friday, but now getting set for Pleasant Ridge, a road trip in week number 3. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back right here on KNZA. Continuing our conversation with Jackson Heights head football coach, that is Caleb Wick, presented by Farm Bureau Warm, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Community Healthcare System. Brandon Tamman with you. Coach, again, 2-0, a couple of wins against Horton and Morehill Mounts Academy in the first 2 weeks, but now it's week 3, another league matchup. You go on the road to Pleasant Ridge. You know, Pleasant Ridge had a lot of returning talent from a year ago and might have not had the performance they wanted in week 1 against Jefferson County North. Chargers look really good, but they bounce back, get a win over Oskaloosa in week 2, 21-16. What stands out about the Rams? What's maybe the most concerning thing, and what kind of game do you ultimately expect Friday?
You know, just talking about Pleasant Ridge, you know, that first game of the year when they played against JCN looks darn good. They're definitely a top 5 team in 1A, and they got a lot of speed, and I know it was the first game of the year for the Pleasant Ridge coaching staff, and there's probably some bumps across the road there, but I know they played a great game against Oskaloosa, and Oskaloosa is a much improved team as well, and they came out with a victory there. Got a little crazy there at the end with Oskaloosa recovering a couple onside kicks and having a chance to tie or win the game there at the end, but Pleasant Ridge came out with the W, and, you know, just looking at them, their backfield really stands out to us. You know, both backs are coming back from last year, and they hurt us a little bit last year, and, you know, running the option game and the dive game, and that quarterback's very, very dynamic. If he gets you out in space, he's very, very hard to bring down, and if I'm not mistaken, I believe this is Pleasant Ridge's first home game of the season, and, you know, everybody's going to be hooping and hollering. You know, being the first home game is going to be a great crowd, and I believe that all the coaching staff there are Pleasant Ridge grads. So, you know, there's a little pride there, especially being at home. So we're going to get their best shot. We know that. And they got 2 or 3 offensive linemen returning from last year on the offensive line. And they're big. They're fast. They move their feet good. They like to get to the outside. And they got some playmakers on the edge, you know, that run their wings. And it's going to be a great challenge for us. And then hopefully we're up to the task.
Do you expect a heavy dose in the run game from them?
You know, we do, but if they've watched film, they know that we have trouble on the pass as well. So, you know, it's just one of those things where it's that chess match where if they dink, we dunk, or, you know, one of those things, if they do this, we're going to change it up and do this. And that's the beauty of coaching. That's the beauty of football, that when they zig, you have to zag, and, you know, vice versa. So hopefully it's going to be a fun chess match there on Friday, and hopefully we can read our keys and just do our jobs and come out with a victory.
Finally, Coach, obviously always every league matchup is important, but with P. Ridge this week, trying to keep that momentum going from the first couple of weeks, what needs to be done, a few keys to get a win this week?
You know, for us, it's just execution, and that's everybody, offensive line, backs, receivers, defense, and special teams. We haven't had the punt yet this year, so we're definitely working on that punt team because we know it's going to come, and, you know, that's going to be vital to the course of the game, and that can definitely flip the field, or it can definitely hurt you if you are not up to the task and have a bad snap or bad coverage. So definitely special teams will be a key this week. Overall, our coverages will have to be key this week, you know, reading our keys, especially in the back end, because they, you know, we'll run it, lull you to sleep, and then hit a big play up the middle or hit a big play down the sideline. So if we can, you know, just like every coach says, if we can be good on all three aspects of the game, offense, defense, and special teams will come out on top. But I think overall this week the winner of this game is going to be the winner of the trenches. So hopefully that'll be vital for us in practice this week, working on our offensive and defensive lines.
Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you very much.